right, Tommy Tucker talking about prom spending and in general, how do you draw the line between overspending and giving your kids everything they want or you want because you figure, you know what, they're only going to be 8, they're only going to be 10, only going to be 12 once, and I want to make their life as good and memorable as I possibly can. Dr. Jim Taylor joins us now. He's a psychologist and author of numerous books about parenting. I guess the most recent of which is Positive Pushing, How to Raise a Successful Child, Doctor?
Actually, that was my first one.
That's your first one. Okay, good morning. Thanks for taking the time with us. And I guess if you Google your name, if someone were to do that, they can find all the books?
They can. My website also is drjimtaylor.com. Pretty easy stuff.
And are you spelling doctor or abbreviating it?
DR.
Gotcha. Okay. So tell me about this. As parents, you know, we wonder, are we spoiling the kids or are we giving them memories that'll last forever? And if not, are they going to grow up to be 30 and say, man, when I was 12, all I wanted to do was go to Disney World and I didn't? How do you balance all of this?
Well, I think it's a combination of two things. First, figuring out within a family what you value. And if you can communicate those values to your kids and give the kids your kids experiences that are consistent with those values, then I think that's very healthy. A second point is just moderation. These days with some of these birthday parties you hear about on TV, just so excessive, I think those teach kids a pretty unrealistic view of the world where, sure, if you have tons of money and if you want to spend it that way, that's your choice. But a lot of people don't, so they give their kids experiences at the expense of, expense. That because trips and cars and proms can be super expensive. So I think parents need to balance out, yes, we want to give our kids these experiences because you only have childhood once, but another important part of childhood is preparing for the real world, for adulthood. And in the adult world, kids can't have everything they want. Money doesn't grow on trees.
You know, I've often wondered, and this happens at every school, and it's been happening since cars were invented, I guess, but parents of means, and look, if you have the means, do whatever you want. Buy whatever you want for your kids, but sometimes you'll see a child as a junior get a brand-new Mercedes-Benz convertible, which a lot of adults aspire to one day, or a brand-new BMW, whatever luxury car you want to make it. And my thought always was, well, if that's happening when you're 16 or 17... everything else, by comparison, is going to be, I mean, where do you go from here? You understand what I'm saying? If you wind up driving a Chevy, and there's nothing wrong with a Chevy, but if you wind up driving one of those because either your parents are alive, you don't have an estate, you're out on your own, how do you go from a Benz when you're 17, the dream car of most people, to, I'm just driving a Chevy here?
Well, that's the problem with giving your kids too much too early and also unearned, just giving it to them, is that they develop an expectation that this is the way things should be. And once they become adults, unless their parents support them or give them a trust fund, chances are initially they're not going to be able to afford those things. And that causes a lot of problems with kids. Another thing is that we live in an aspirational world where now with the internet, with TV, kids see what other people have and they want it. And they think that it's going to make them happy as well. So, but the reality is that we can't always have those things. And also the reality is that the research shows is that buying expensive stuff, having cool things won't necessarily make you happy.
You know, that was my next question, because a lot of us, I think, can remember as kids, not the gift that you got, and in my household, there weren't a lot of gifts or toys, but the time that your parents actually spent with you, throwing the football with you, doing something else, getting you, taking you out bike riding, teaching you how to ride a bike, whatever. Does it always, is it still that way, I guess, when I'm asking you, Doctor, given the changes in the world that you were just talking about, do kids still value the experiences and the time more than they do the material stuff?
Unfortunately, that has changed dramatically.
Wow.
Because of the culture we live in, popular culture, where it's all about buying stuff and getting kids and parents to think that they need these things. Like, you'll hear kids say, I need an iPhone, I need an Xbox. Well, they don't need those things. They need love and food, water, and shelter. So kids' perceptions of how the world works and what is healthy for them has changed dramatically. Another little side point to this is the whole issue of spoiled children, and I've written about this issue, and I make a distinction between spoiled children and spoiled brats, because the fact is, if you have tremendous means financially, every parent wants to give their kids everything they can, but the difference between a spoiled child and a spoiled brat is a spoiled child gets a lot of stuff, but they appreciate it. They're grateful for it. They recognize that it's a privilege, not an entitlement. Whereas spoiled brats, they're the kids who grow up thinking, well, I just deserve this. And that kind of attitude doesn't play well in the adult world.
Doctor, we had a nice conversation. I hope you come back and spend some more time with us.
Very good. Thanks so much.